you? How could you, Jack?
I'm sorry, like, I couldn't help it.
Cut! That was horrible! Who wrote the script?
Welcome to the movie show!
Active FM.
What's up?
This is...
Podcast. Yes.
The name of this podcast is...
This is Active FM Movie Show...
With myself, Sesh.
And myself, Ryan.
Welcome back to another interesting episode.
Of the movie show.
Of the movie show. And just to give you a heads up, today we will be reviewing a film that it's quite an old film. It's a decade old, actually. It was made in 2010. But this film is from the same producers as Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. If you are a fan of Pirates of the Caribbean, I highly recommend that you go and watch this film. Straight up.
You see, nothing wrong with going back and watching really old movies that you haven't seen before.
Right? No, do you know how hard it is to find a good movie? Like, honestly.
I agree with you.
This week, I was like, we need to do a movie on the movie show. We promised a good movie. So I went and searched. I even Googled good movies. You know, I didn't mind if it was an old movie. Went and did a whole bunch of research.
So Sashi, they cancelled their Netflix account.
Yes, we did.
And that's why they were looking on Disney and all sorts of other, all the other channels.
All the other things.
All the other ones that are out there.
Yes.
You know the ones that, you know.
That don't have cuties on them.
That aren't causing any trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So I went in and searched and I found like there was nothing. There was nothing that was good. And eventually I found a film. And I started watching it. It was, you know, when it's, you're watching it and you know, it's like, okay, it was slightly slow, et cetera, et cetera. But then halfway through the film, so it's about these guys that are from the UK that go to South America, but it's back in the 1900s. So obviously their aim was to, you know, go out and see uncharted territory and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they go to South America, but in South America at the time, there was the natives that lived there. But the natives that lived there did not own any clothes. And so halfway through the film, you see these beautiful naked bodies and you're just like, ah. So yes, then we decided to do this film where there are no naked bodies. Everyone is clothed and it's, yes. But it's really hard to find a good film actually. It actually is hard. Recent movies, they're not the easiest things to watch. Sometimes you've got to go back and find a good old film.
Yeah, I think we find that. You know what? I think that's why our last movie was an animation. What made it so good? But it's quite difficult because I don't like watching trailers. I like being completely surprised. You know, the movie start, and you know what? It's actually it really is something to think about. The fact that when you are, you know, when you're composing shots, when you are busy setting up your sequence of shots, obviously. The thing that you need to keep in mind as a movie watcher is that the movie maker is telling a story. And so when they do that, they do it in a specific order. They're having a long shot for a reason. It's not just because every movie must start with a long shot, but they're telling a story and they're telling it in order.
Yeah.
And so when you don't watch the trailer, you get the 100% full experience.
Yeah.
And I had that with, what is that, Overboard? I had our first experience with that because the movie just started and then there's, I don't know which, if it was the guy or the girl that it started with, and you're just like, there's a guy. Oh, okay, look, there's a guy. And then you start, so it's pretty interesting.
The story
you know
is told,
saying?
Yeah. I, funny enough, did watch the trailer to this film because so last week we did Wonder Park. The movie that we reviewed was Wonder Park and that was the movie that Ryan and his family watched when, you know, they all wanted to sit down as a family and watch a movie. So, my family wanted to do the same thing and we then went on the search for a good movie and we had our different, I gave the family options. I was like, okay, there's these four options. Gave them all the options and then this film, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time is the one that we chose. But I actually did watch the trailer because, you know, when you want to watch a good movie, like you don't want to put it on halfway. It's like, like that whole experience. So I did watch the trailer for that reason. However, with this film, nothing was spoiled for me. It's not like the trailer gave anything away.
There's a prince. Or is it those beginning words? They say in time, two joint, whatever, two
to, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
And then do, you see the guy.
They did show that whole, because this whole thing is about the sand. There's this specific sand that will take you back in time. See? But they didn't even give how it was done away. So when I watched the film, it wasn't like I expected something to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Did you know that there was something with the sword? With the dagger?
No.
Or the sand?
The sand, yes.
Is it?
But that was it. See, it wasn't even clear. It wasn't even like...
I wasn't expecting... I didn't know what... I mean, the dagger, I'm like, oh, dagger. Wow. Dagger. And the next minute, the guy like... And then he goes into the whole thing. We're like spoiler alerting.
Alerting, yeah.
Yeah, we are spoiling, yeah. Without spoiler alerting. And then I was like, whoa, what? I thought it was going to be those like Hercules, you know, those...
Type films.
Type of, you know, the guy, somebody kidnaps his girlfriend, then he's got to go and...
Save her.
Save the day.
Nope, it wasn't even that. Is no, it? I thoroughly... This film was good.
You see?
The storyline was brilliant. It was brilliant. Like, the whole way through, you couldn't predict it. You really couldn't predict anything. You did not know what was going to happen next. And it was there was humor. There was action.
Yep.
There was romance, which Ryan hates. But there was romance for
but
all
the romance is at the end, though. Yes. So I was like, okay.
And it was nice. There was everything. It was brilliant. The storyline was perfect. Whoever wrote the script deserves an award.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Active FM. Hot presenters, the best topics, the most entertaining presenters, everything you could ever want in radio. We're lifting Jesus up. We're lifting Jesus up. We're lifting. Radio has never been better.
Brilliant, brilliant script. You see, because it's a more sort of older movie. You know, maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. You know, they're just like, oh, what happened to good old movies? You know,
they don't make movies they used to.
Exactly. So I think that had part to play with it. And then on top, I don't know if that, you know, although we have seen some really good films lately, but for me, this film and, I was still sitting and I'm like, did he just die? Because you don't expect someone to die.
No. And so many people die. Yeah.
And I'm like, there goes the one brother. I'm like, and I'm like, wait, he's going to get the sword. I mean, the dagger. Then he's going to do the thing. No, he's not doing. Because whenever someone important dies, he doesn't have the dagger. So I'm like, go get that dagger, dude. Go get it.
What is wrong with you?
Fight for your brother.
And even the antagonist, so the villain of the film, you constantly, eventually you like, no, it's this person. But throughout, especially in the beginning, you're like, this person is evil. And then eventually halfway, you're like, I don't think it's him anymore. And then at one point, you're like, ha! It's not him, it's him. So even with like who the villain is, they keep you thinking. And no, it was, if you have not watched this movie, go and watch this movie.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
And I think if for those who haven't seen it, okay, this is a message to you. So I'm talking to the audience with the people who haven't seen this movie, which I think is going to be most of the people because it's such an old movie.
Yeah.
You see, this is what makes this show so brilliant. Okay. So for that person, I don't want to disclose anymore. Mm-hmm. All I'm going to say is it's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
And we've told you that there's a twist in it.
Yes.
And we've sort of mentioned the twist.
Ish. Not really.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm telling you now there's more. All right. Because the problem is now they expect another twist. But for those who have seen it, what a good movie, eh?
Brilliant.
Ah,
do you know what's crazy though? Is it didn't get good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, but tomatoes are rotten.
We've decided that these movie critic things are...
It's their personal opinion.
They cannot
opinion.
Be trusted. Yes. It's their personal opinion, and oftentimes their personal opinion is wrong.
And let us tell you why, for those who don't listen to us. We watched, we reviewed a movie called The Emoji Movie, and they had bad ratings on it. And people had their comments, and they said a lot of lovely stuff as to why they don't like it. This person's character was soft. They didn't like the way this guy did that. Wada wada, didn't make sense. Blah, blah. And that was a good movie for me.
I enjoyed that movie. Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching that movie. Mm. when my one son was sick. So he woke up at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. He's got fever. So guess what? The whole family's there. I was like, now's a good time to watch that Emoji movie. So 2-3 o'clock in the morning, the whole family's sitting there.
I actually also think I watched it late at night, but I enjoyed it. I was like, this is brilliant. The concept behind that film was brilliant.
It kept you true, man. Yeah. Like bringing the whole, like emojis on your screen alive. Yeah. I mean, what the heck?
The way they fleshed it out was
exactly.
Too good.
And my son was comforted from his fever, you see. Mm-hmm. And then there was another movie that we did now recently. Which one was it? Where also the ratings were not that great. We were like, eh? It was about 2 movies ago. The Last Show was what? And I just mentioned
The Last Show was Wonder Park.
Was Wonder Park. It was Wonder Park. Yeah, that Wonder Park was also like, nah, this is the same rubbish. And we were like, oh, it was a good movie.
Yeah. So just to give you a heads up, the film was made in 2010. The budget for the film was $185 million US, and the box office was $336.4 million US. So they did well.
They did well.
They did well. The actors, there are well-known actors in the film. Some of them aren't easy to recognize because of the makeup and like the hair, because they obviously dressed them according to the time, which was, you know, Prince of Persia, Babylon, that way back then type of thing. So a lot of them aren't, you don't recognize them, but there actually are a lot of good actors in the film. And the acting was good. The acting was, there wasn't poor acting from anyone. So the main actor is Jake Gyllenhaal. I think that's how you pronounce his surname, but he's the protagonist. He plays Dastan. And then you've got Ben Kingsley, who he was actually, Ryan, do you remember? He was in Iron Man.
Which guy's that?
The uncle. He was that old British guy that was staged as the, remember there was that whole, what was it called in Iron Man? It almost was like this, they would keep coming on and they would interrupt broadcasts and they'd come with this message. Do you remember that? And then it turned out he was just the face of the operation. So they hired him as an actor and he was just this drunk.
He had this British accent.
Yes, that was him. It's the same guy.
That's
so he's a pretty good actor. Another one is Toby Kebbell. Now Toby Kebbell was one of the brothers. So there were 3 brothers in the film. I don't know if you remember Ryan in Kong Skull Island. There was the young soldier that died.
Yes.
He played that soldier. Because the whole time I was like, I know this guy's face. Where do I know this guy from? So I went to search and that's where he's from. So the actors, there are obviously actors that I personally don't know, but they were the actors. Jake, if you don't know who the main actor is, Spider-Man, Mysterio.
That's your guy.
Now it's funny because in Spider-Man, I didn't like him. I was like, this guy's horrible. I don't like this. But in this film, it's amazing how you don't like an actor because of their character. It's not actually shame. We're like, they're so ugly, but it's not them. They're just brilliant at acting a role out.
I'm looking at this guy now because this was a 2010 movie. And I'm looking at the guy now I'm on Google. I've just Googled Prince of Persia cast. And I'm looking at him in a recent photo. I'm like, sure, this guy has aged well.
He has aged well, actually.
Like,
how old
movie,
is he now?
I will tell you now if I click on him. He is now 39 years old.
Oh, okay. No, he's still young.
He was born in 1980.
Oh, he's still.
And anyone who wants to celebrate his birthday, it's on the 19th of December.
Oh, right at the end of the year. So you can wish him happy birthday. Or... So just some interesting facts. So the whole film is set in Babylon that time. So it's the desert. It was the Persian Empire. That's the Prince of Persia. So it's desert. Now, they had quite an extensive empire. So they filmed out there in the desert. But do you know that the first shooting location for Prince of Persia was at an altitude of 8,200 feet in the mountain village of Okimden, if that's how you pronounce it, in the High Atlas Mountains. So their first shooting location, they were at an altitude of 8,200 feet. And the cast and crew had to acclimatize themselves before proceeding with the demanding action sequences filmed there. Because obviously the higher you get, you know, that's...
They had to acclimatize themselves.
Yeah, so they had to get used to
oxygen and stuff.
They had to get used to the, because they were so high up.
There's that one scene where they're by the temple. Do you think it was that one?
I think it was that one. Cause I can't really remember another, that was like the highest.
Yeah, you know, that scene, you know what, that makes so much sense. Cause, and I think, I'm just guessing here, but they probably had to shoot that pretty, they didn't have as much time. And I felt like that, I actually felt like that sequence was rushed.
It was rushed.
Because there were fights and I was like, wait, what? What's going on? And I felt like it didn't make sense. Maybe it is that part. I don't know. But yes.
Maybe it's because they were battling for oxygen. They were fighting for their lives, literally.
The director was like, okay, guys.
Okay, guys, it's fine.
Action. Fight. And they're like,
yeah, definitely.
And especially if they hit your window. And you're like, oh, oxygen's gone.
I think we're making it a little bit more dramatic than it was, but it's very possible that is what happened.
I should have opened up, guys. Did you know that that sequence, they had to wear oxygen masks and it had to be CG removed?
Oh.
It's not impossible. I mean, they removed Superman's mustache, so just imagine that. But no, by the way, they didn't do that, so don't worry. They had to keep the altitude, yeah. But that's interesting, though. Yes.
That is very interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Another interesting fact is that the production battled ferocious sandstorms in the little fence outside somewhere in Morocco. I don't know what this name is. So they filmed in Morocco, but there were a lot of sandstorms that they had to imagine that. That must be horrible. Like you're out there filming
all of that sand,
and next minute you just see sand coming towards you. Like, people run for your lives. Cover the camera while you're at it. And then, yeah, because a sandstorm. I've never been in a sandstorm. Never want to be in a sandstorm personally.
No.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, if it was my job, then.
Yeah, I suppose if we were out filming somewhere. But still, that's hectic. Because that would seriously affect your filming schedule as well.
It's
like a thunderstorm. Like we've experienced bad weather where you have to stop filming because if you go outside, you will drown. That's how much rain is coming down. You're not, but we've had to postpone stuff. So now imagine you're out there filming and I suppose maybe sometimes they would have continued.
Do you think it's predictable, a sandstorm?
I don't know, actually. Do they have? Good morning.
I'm sure they would.
We have 50% sandstorms coming in from the west and.
Well, have you started now working out? It's coming from that side, so we're going to bring up a
book. Okay, we need to go film there.
Exactly. Oh, that's what I'm thinking, eh?
It's crazy.
And you know, so when we filmed, we usually film around a time when there's a lot of rain, summertime.
Yeah.
And I remember when we were like, okay, we know at this time in the afternoon there's going to be rain. Sure, then we got this bucky, then we have to have like a sail. So we know when the rain comes, okay, guys, get the sail out, get the umbrellas for the cameras. We had to like literally had to plan for the stuff. But with a sandstorm, can you imagine? I'm sure like goggles, masks, you like, because sand just gets there. Imagine you get home and you're like, I'm home, your shoe, all that sand out.
Yeah, no, definitely it's. That, I wouldn't like to. Mm-hmm. And then another thing is the heat, because they are in the desert. So while filming, oftentimes they filmed in Morocco, and Morocco offered 100, plus or minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So I just checked, that's round about 37 degrees Celsius. 37 degrees Celsius. Temperatures during production. Massive air-conditioned tents were erected at the, there was a school that they actually, I think they had nearby, so they put that up there. One, which was the size of a football field, housed wardrobe, hair, and makeup for the film's background players. And another tent was built just for washing and drying. It was a mind-blowing 124 degrees Fahrenheit on the last day of the Morocco filming, according to Morocco facilities manager. Give his name. During filming in that country, the Prince of Persia company consumed 114,894 bottles of water.
Sure. That's intense, eh? So they filmed in Morocco. Wow, that is
hectic,
so cool.
Stuff, man.
Yeah,
they must have like lost weight. Your family says goodbye. I'll see you in 3 months. Love you. And then you come back like super skinny. What happened? It was so freaking hot.
I detoxed.
Yeah, I just drank water. Never ate. Because you know when it's hot, often when it's that hot, like you don't actually get that hungry. You get more thirsty.
When it's hot.
You want to keep yourself hydrated.
True.
So,
I find in winter I'm more hungry.
Yes.
And I think because your body's burning more. Wow, that is so. Hey, I didn't know this. So Morocco is where? Northwest Africa. Top West Africa. Guess what is north of Morocco?
Egypt?
Nope. Northwest.
Northwest of Morocco.
Egypt is more east. Northeast. Like on top east.
I have no idea.
What country would you not expect to be north of Morocco? And a lot of listeners are going, I know. Spain.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
Spain is northwest of Morocco.
Yes,
I would have never guessed that. Okay, Morocco, very cool. Awesome.
So it was really hot. Also, there were ostriches in the film. How were the ostriches? That whole sequence was crazy. Yeah. The whole ostrich sequence.
They would have had some sort of ostrich trainer from Portugal.
No, definitely. And they had typical warnings on call sheets in Morocco. Please do not touch the ostrich on set today. Or beware, snakes and scorpions can be found at this location under and around the rocks. Be cautious. Ooh. So literally a call sheet. Every day you have a call sheet and it's what you give out to your actors, your everyone involved, and it tells you what we're doing today. So it tells you the scenes we're filming. It's got all the people involved. That's what a call sheet is. And so on those sheets that they give out to the actors and the crew, they would have don't touch the ostriches today or be careful of snakes and scorpions.
Wow.
So it was.
Imagine that.
Hectic, right? Yeah, it's crazy. And then in Morocco, they were a combined 1,350 cast and crew members, including 800 local Moroccans, adding the 500 people working in post-production, the total cast and crew amounted to more than 1,850 people.
So nearly 2,000.
Nearly 2,000 people were involved in this. That's going from filming plus post-production.
Okay, how many bottles did you say? Let's work this out. You continue, I'm going to work out what's an average or how much water did each person. So you said
it was 1 million.
Eight.
No, 1 1. So it's 1 1 1 4.
1 1 1 4.
Yes. So 3 ones and then a 4 and then 894. So 1 million.
So let me just check. 1,114.
And then 894.
What?
1 million.
Yes.
1,000.
Yes.
And 14.
Yes.
No. Wow. Okay. Just do this. One.
Okay.
Three ones.
How many people?
There were 1,850 people.
Okay. How many bottles of water?
One. I'm going to read it out to you.
Yes. This is the one. One.
One.
Yeah.
One.
Uh-huh.
Four.
Four.
894. So while Ryan's working that out.
Watch this. Boop. Nah. Oh, wait. So I think I did it the other way around. Sorry about that. 1 1 1 4 8 9 8 9 4 8 9 4. So that's many. Divide that by
1,850
people. No.
Okay, wait. We can't actually include the 500 people working in post production. So we need to remove those people.
Oh,
so it's 1,350.
1,350 people.
Yes.
Okay, wait. I need to get those bottles. 1 1 1 4 8 9 4 8 9 4. 1 million.
This is why we do not do maths on the movie
divided
show.
Divided by. Well, this is good. Somebody's
1,350
already. 1,350. Each person on. How long was it?
The entirety of the shoot.
On average, each person drank. In this time, it could have been weeks, could be months. 825
oh
bottles
my
of
word.
Water.
That's crazy.
Per person.
They were healthy. Good on you people. You kept yourselves hydrated.
Okay, now I'm going to work out. Okay, anyway, will you continue?
I'm going to continue, yes.
I'm going to see how long the shooting day was.
Okay, and then you figure out daily how many bottles were consumed per day, per person, while shooting Prince of
Boom.
Persia.
There you go.
Okay, so a local Moroccan was hired to clear the shooting areas in the desert of vipers and scorpions.
So they went through and they cleaned
out.
Yeah,
there was a local Moroccan actually went through, and he had a T-shirt with The t-shirt said Snake Dude, so he was easy to spot. So he walked around on set with a t-shirt that said Snake Dude. So they knew, that's a Snake Dude. He's removing all the snakes and scorpions, which is pretty cool. And then talking about daggers. So there were a lot of daggers in the film. Obviously the main dagger was the one with time. Some 20 different versions of the dagger, which holds the sand of time. So in the film, there was only one dagger, but there were some 20 different versions of the dagger, which holds the sand of time, were fabricated for the film, from the hero version, which was made of steel, to the latex version created for stunt sequences. So when you think that that was just one dagger, it was not. It was 20 different versions of the dagger that you saw in the film. And then ostrich races. So in the film, there's this whole sequence where there's literally ostriches that, or ostrich. What is the plural of ostrich? Is it an ostrich?
Ostriches?
It is ostriches, right? So there was a race. The only other ostrich race scene other than the one shot for Prince of Persia was for another Disney movie. So Prince of Persia was a Disney movie, and that was the 1960 version of Swiss Family Robinson. Okay, so there's a moment in the film where one of the actors actually kisses. So in the film, it's his favorite ostrich.
The ostrich.
So he kisses the ostrich on the neck. And that was actually unscripted. And he actually said that he thought he'd either get his eye poked out or that he would get away with a funny moment. So he was literally willing to get his eye poked out.
And the ostrich just popped
up. Yeah, the ostrich just like stood there like, yeah, which is crazy.
He's doing what he was trained to do.
What he was trained, definitely.
Cool.
Yes. And then talk about numbers before we get to the bottle of water. Costumes. With more than 7,000 costumes created and fabricated for the film, costume designer Penny Rose's wardrobe department exceeded that of Pirates of the Caribbean films, which she also served as the costume designer. And I must be honest, the costumes were very good.
Yeah, they were pretty
very
cool.
Good. The costume in this film, they were really cool. Also, costume designer discovered fabrics used for the film's costume in local. So she went shopping in like local stores in India, Thailand, Italy, France, Malaysia, China, Great Britain, and then of course Morocco. So this Penny Rose, she was brilliant.
Well done.
She just went. She went out there and did the things. Yes. And then the character who had the most wardrobe changes is not Tamina, which was the female protagonist, but it was actually Nizam, portrayed by Sir Ben Kingsley, who was the uncle. So he had the most outfit changes.
What?
Which is crazy.
No wonder. Dot, dot, dot. Okay.
Dot, dot, dot. All right, Ryan. So how many bottles of water?
On average, 21 bottles of water each person per day.
That is crazy.
Per day.
Per day drinking. We should do a 21 water challenge for a week ride and see what happens to us.
Yeah.
21 bottles of water a day.
That is crazy. Wow.
That shows how
hot it was. Is that possible? Or is that people just wasting water? Has anyone seen my bottle of water?
No, I don't think so.
Can we get another one, please?
I don't think so. I think it was... Ryan, if it's that hot...
20 bottles of water...
It's over 30, it's around 37 degrees, if not higher. That was the average. 37 degrees Celsius.
I'm working out per person, per day.
They were in a desert.
Wait, bottles of water. Wait, was this 500 mils of water? Can we get info on that, please? I'm just joking.
I'm pretty sure it was, what's a normal bottle?
500 mils. Yeah.
500 mils. It was probably 500
then. Yes. Wow. That is insane. Okay. So for those who go to Morocco, please budget not for food, not for a nice place to stay.
For water. 21 bottles.
There it is.
Just in case. Be safe. Keep hydrated. Yeah. But this film was really, really good. It was a really, really good film. I would highly recommend that you go watch it. You will enjoy it thoroughly. Ryan was so into the movie, he was commenting.
The end. I was into
At the end,
end,
Ryan was like... Because Ryan watched the end, I was in his presence when he was watching the end of the film, and he was.
Guys, I'm fresh out the movie. I'm just letting you know. I like literally stopped the credits start. I'm like, okay, Sechi, let's go, and then we started.
Yeah, and he was literally like, he was into it.
The end was awesome.
No, it was. The end was very good. The whole movie was good, but the end they really picked it up. You know how some films it's like brilliant, and then at the end it takes like a dip. You're like, oh man.
Well, what would the end be without the beginning?
Yeah.
So if you don't have a good beginning and a good, then shame.
But your end is supposed to be like the climax.
It must.
So it's supposed, the story is supposed to rise.
It must grip
and
you.
Then, yeah. No, it was very, it was a very good
film. So it definitely is worth, especially action junkies out there. Guys, go watch this film. Mm. It was good.
Yes.
It was good. I will just say on the CG, there were like fighting parts and jumping parts and stuff. I was just like, yeah, no, that doesn't look good. That looked rushed. That guy did that rushed. But the part that I loved the most was, because apparently this movie, they started off shooting in Pinewood. So obviously it would have been, most probably some, there were some parts where I was like, that is such a set. So it's probably those parts. But, the CG part that I loved is when they, you know, when they,
the time
and press the button.
That was brilliant.
I was just like, whoa,
that was really cool.
I mean, and then
they probably focused on that.
That's what I was
thinking. And then which was clever, because that was one of the pinnacle moments in the movie.
Yeah, that's
so you
cool.
need. Yeah, it just had backed up the storyline.
That was that part. I was like, yes, this is so cool. Who's gonna press the button? Please press the button. And then I was just like,
he pressed the button.
Exactly, I was just like, wow. So really, really good.
Yeah, it was very good.
The effect sequence right there. Just the other parts, like I said, and the beginning part, I was just like, that is, yeah, that's a set right there. But it was good.
Yeah, it
I enjoyed
was
it.
Good. Definitely.
Reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band. It's not just good music or inspiring words. It's not just catchy. It's life-changing.
Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Watch Prince of Persia. And before you go and watch Prince of Persia, if you are not following us on social media, that is disgusting. You need to go and follow us on social media. So go check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, Reddit. We also are on WhatsApp. You can get our WhatsApp number on any of our social media pages. Go check it out there. We also have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za.
And for all those fans out there who listen, who love their podcasts, we are on Google Podcast. That is the Android version of Apple Podcasts. Makes sense, doesn't it? If you have an iPhone, you have Apple Podcasts. In fact, if you have any Apple products, you have Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Then check us on Spotify for those Spotify subscribers. We are on Spotify. Yep, I'm not joking. Yes, we are on Spotify. Go check it out. Go subscribe. And, you know, you get those notifications, those helpful notifications when life gets hectic, whenever our show releases. Also, I want you to know that we are not the only podcast on Active FM, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, way. Go check out all the other shows. There are some awesome shows out there. Funny ones, good ones, serious ones, ones that give you tips, ones that tell you to-dos and not to-dos. And then there are also the other ones that teach you how to dress. Yes, there's a fashion show, right?
There is a fashion
Yes.
one.
Yeah. Go check it out. There's lots of them.
Go check it out, yeah. So this has been The Movie Show with another awesome movie that you can watch, that we are proud to say you can go watch.
Yep, that was filmed in Morocco and not in Iran or any of those places, although it takes place in those areas up there.
Yeah, those areas. Yeah. So we will speak to you next week, same time,
we
same
will be
place.
In your ear.
We will be in your ear with another fantastic movie. We shall go search through the ages to find A good movie that you can watch and enjoy.
Yes.
So from me, Sash.
And myself, Ryan.
Peace out.
And cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.